Hello there, this is Jeff, of course, with Ali, and today we are watching Seinfeld the Tape. So, still the third season. I've been watching some of the episodes, and I am going to skip some of the ones that I would say are bad. So, do you want to have a guess after this episode which ones I thought were pretty bad?
Oh, no, I didn't look, so how can I know?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I guess I can look now if you want me to.
Well, we already had to edit one. Let's not try to edit two of these, I guess.
Okay, fair enough.
But, I mean, I can just briefly tell you that one of them was the nose job. Remember that one?
I don't.
So
maybe that's why it was bad.
George is dating a woman, and then the whole point of, like, he just, like, can't get over the fact that she's got a big nose.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, it was just really mean, and I don't think it was very funny. And at the end, she has a normal nose, and everyone thinks she's hot. That's pretty much it. I also skipped over the parking garage, which I don't think is bad, but we already kind of had a Chinese restaurant once, so they're pretty similar.
Wow, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, I like the parking garage, actually, especially for you as a pseudo-philosopher. I think there's some existential things in there that you might kind of like to get into. But I thought
you skipped it.
Aww. Yeah, I did, because of the existential... Okay. Well, if you really, really have a strong desire, we're going to talk about that right now instead of the tape.
I don't remember a whole lot from
it. No, I don't either.
Yeah.
I watched it at like midnight right before I went to bed one of these weekends.
Yeah, but yes. What's the existential theme you talk about?
Oh, the parking garage?
Yeah.
Oh, just this kind of like, you know, just like you feel just this kind of trapped because you can't really escape your own reality.
Yeah.
Yep, you're just there forever and everything looks the same. And
Right, wow.
Yep, it's almost like a horror movie.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
To make a horror movie in a parking garage?
Set in a parking garage, yeah.
Or make a horror movie with the Seinfeld characters.
Either or. Oh, I just remembered I had a dream where the Seinfeld characters just walked by me in a busy street, and I waved at them, and that was that.
Did you find yourself by chance in this dream? Did you find yourself especially attracted to Elaine?
No, I actually didn't see Elaine. It was just Jerry and Kramer, I think.
Oh, not even George?
George may have been back there somewhere, but yeah.
Okay.
Kramer definitely waved.
Well, ask like about the attraction, because this is called The Tape, and the whole big plot of this one is that Jerry's doing this stand-up show, and I guess he was like recording his show because to like listen to it and kind of like hear how things went. And then he found a sexy message on his tape, and you kind of hear like little bits and pieces through the headphones. But the whole thing is that he's like, oh man, oh my God, oh brother. That's right. Jerry when he hears something sexy. Saying oh brother over and over.
Yeah, all of them, every time they put it on, they're like, oh God.
Oh yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a creepy episode because you get to kind of see George and Jerry and Kramer all getting horny for this mysterious woman who turns out, who we learn pretty quickly, is Elaine, but Jerry doesn't learn until the end. But then as soon as George learns, what's his reaction?
Well, shock. But then,
not kind of shock, but then horniness.
But then, right away, he can't like think of. I feel like so, like even at the he's at diner when he learns.
Yeah,
and Jerry is off like saying hello to Bader. Hey, I remember that because we just watched it. Bader is some character who never shows up again. But
he does. And I was wondering because he didn't even like to really establish who Bader is. It's like, don't even see him. He's just like a guy in a corner. It's like facing the other way. So it's like, huh?
Right.
Is this even for Jerry?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't remember Bader showing up. Like, other characters do show up, but...
Yeah.
But not Bader. Like, Elaine says, I'm going to go, and George is like, where are you going?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, home. What are you going home?
Yeah.
What are you going home for?
Yeah. And then it is established that she's going to come over to Jerry's house to take a shower, and he grabs some napkins off and like starts dabbing his wet forehead. He's like, oh my God, I can't even handle this. This is too steamy.
Mm-hmm. And that's the next scene. And she is sort of roped into this, not really roped into it as much as she kind of takes control. And like Kramer is taping everything on a video camera.
Oh,
because
yes.
He got it from some, I don't know, garage sale or something.
Oh, yeah. Where did he say he got that from? He got it. Oh, a friend was trying to downgrade. He said he's a minimalist, and they made a fat joke.
Right.
So he says a minimalist with a fat fetish. Isn't that oxymoronic or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, right. Jerry says that.
Yeah.
And the audience laughs, and that's the end of that.
It is. Yep.
So Kramer is filming Elaine and calls her like, oh, we have the adult star.
Yeah, adult
here,
film
Elaine
star.
Bennis.
So weird.
And then she's all into it. Yeah. And
Jerry's a director or the producer.
Right. And George is on the phone with China.
Yes, he is.
Because they apparently have this miracle balding cure. And he's trying to talk to somebody. And Elaine says, like, this is my co-star, George. And they ask her if all of her sex scenes are simulated. And she's like, they always are, except when it is with George. And George is like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah. Which he like brings up later so awkwardly in the car when they're like, they're in the car by themselves.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God, that scene is so awkward.
Oh, yeah. My God, so bad. He's like, you know, it was really funny when you're doing that porno thing. When you're doing that porno thing.
Right.
Oh, man.
But before we get there, though, there is a Chinese
that's important.
Food guy, I think, comes in. Yeah, it's huge.
Yep.
And,
so, yep, so George, so you heard about it on CNN, and there's like a bald guy working on Jerry's refrigerator first when he first came in, and he's, you know, he's talking about the China thing on CNN, and Kramer's talking about the China thing on CNN, so there's some doctor that just discovered the cure for baldness, and that's what George is trying to go to the clinic, or trying to call the clinic from Jerry's apartment and actually get some serum sent to him.
Yeah, right. And so when the Chinese guy is delivering food, George is like, oh my God, you come talk to these people, because all he's yelling is like, is there anyone who speaks English?
Yeah, there? Yeah, no one speaks in English. Yeah.
Like over and over again.
Yep.
And I was hoping you could tell us like some of what the Chinese man says.
I can. Yeah. Yeah. So I had, awesome. I had Nico's aid on this too. And we both, I was kind of certain about this, but she's like, nah, he's not a Chinese speaker. So I don't know if he's like, if his family's Chinese or anything, or if this is kind of something that just like they fed him lines to say.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so the first thing he says, he's like, hey, so yeah, there's this guy that wants your bald stuff. And he's like, how bald is he? And then that's why he's laughing, because he's like, oh, he's pretty bald. And then after that, it was just kind of, yeah, like, okay, can you send it over to him? And then at the very end, when he sits down and gets comfortable, he's just like talking about what he's doing in the U.S., which Nico and I talked about. Like the doctor's like, oh, so you're in the U.S. doing something? He's like, yeah, I'm a delivery guy. Yeah, what are you up to? And Nico and I were talking about that, and that's like the least Chinese thing to ask someone, because if I go up to some Chinese person and start speaking Chinese, they're rarely like very interested in like learning about my story.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just, you know, I think that's what you get when you live in a country with over 1.5 billion people.
So what would they have talked about?
They wouldn't have really necessarily had that kind of small talk.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, you're done.
It didn't seem like a very true to the culture, at least as far as I can say.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something Jerry Seinfeld wrote.
Yep, or Larry David.
exactly. I wanted to drop his name too, but my memory's is selective.
So your memory's selective. So yeah, that's important though, because he's shortly. Yeah, I mean, we don't really know how long it took. I guess long enough for, like, no one else to know that Elaine was a sexy voice, but for George to pine after her for a bit longer. But lotion, the serum arrives in the mail.
But hold on. That night in the car, like, it seems like George really wants to have sex with Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
for sure
the only time it happens in the whole show, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we have listeners who are watching the show with us, but also maybe, who knows? Like, I don't remember that much.
The only time it's explicitly that I know like, about.
I've watched the whole thing now. But yeah, it's like at one point, or basically like Elaine is like, what do you want? Do you want to do something? I'm up for anything. When she says that, actually, she's like, I'm up for anything. And George is like, really? And like, it's the,
really?
Yeah, the horn and it's like honk.
Oh yeah.
Really honk. Elaine laughs and the whole thing is just very awkward. And when she leaves, he's just like,
oh yeah, like breathing out the window.
The camera, breathing. Yeah.
Like he couldn't even catch his breath. He's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She's so hot.
Right. Anyway, that was my thing. I thought it was more interesting than it ended up being, but
well, that's usually what happens, right?
Right.
Did you listen to the Mr. Show episode? Come on.
Right.
But then, the cream or whatever finally arrives from China, and he gets it up in Jerry's apartment. I love how they're just always doing things in Jerry's apartment. It's like
they
don't even have, like, why would he, like, go and put that on in Jerry's apartment for the first time? It's such a non...
Right.
You wouldn't,
like,
do that.
Bringing the whole package over. Yeah, opens it there.
And then so he puts it on, and right away Jerry and Kramer are both like, oh my God, so you have all this white shit all over your face now? Like, what, are you all over your forehead? And it stinks, man. It stinks so bad.
Right, and George is looking pretty sheepish.
He is. And then right away...
That's a great job, like, of just looking stupid in this episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, George is pretty good about that most times.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and then right away, the gag is that Elaine's coming up, and so he, like, has to go run and, like, wash it off. Because also, we learned that he has to put it on all day long, so it stinks super bad. It, like, literally looks like he has shaving cream on his head, so it's very, very obvious. And then he just goes and keeps on running back to the bathroom whenever he hears Elaine's coming or not coming to either wash it off or put it back on.
Right. I think just before Elaine shows up again, they're talking about there's just these bits of dialogue that I jotted down that I don't know where exactly they're placed, but like Kramer and Jerry talk in a Cockney accent.
Oh, both, yes.
Yeah, what is a Cockney accent? And
I mean, a Cockney accent is like one of the working class London accents. So especially so I mean, if you hear someone doing a bad British accent, there might be Cockney. I think I want to say that Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins, that's like a bad example or a good example of bad Cockney.
Okay.
And there's like, Jerry does his, and his is like very like, okay, not bloody likely, like that. And then what does Kramer do?
I don't know.
But Jerry hates it. Yeah. I don't know.
And it didn't sound very convincing. I don't know what.
Not bloody likely. Something like that. Yeah, they're talking about Cockney accents, and Kramer's really confused because Jerry kind of talks about this big toe bit. George.
Oh, yeah. How often do you cut your toenails?
Oh, I like that answer. Do you remember what his answer was when Kramer asked him how often he cuts his toenails?
Like 4 to 8, what was it, weeks or?
Every 2.5 to 8 weeks. And I was like, yeah, toenails are weird, man.
I was going to ask you, like, how often do you cut your toenails?
That's probably a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Toenails are strange.
I mean, he thought about it, and it seems like he gave a good answer. Like, I got to cut my toenails, but I never, like, think about how often. I just kind of cut them when they're big, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you could probably speak pretty clearly about, like, your fingernails. Like, how often do you cut your fingernails?
Maybe, like, once or twice a week, right?
Yeah, exactly. But your toenails are nowhere near that.
Or one or two times... No, the other way. I mean, like, once every 1 or 2 weeks.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, probably not twice a week.
Right, right.
But yeah. But yeah, your toes. My
toenails are weird, yeah.
They are weird. And I do feel like sometimes they grow pretty quick, and you're like, holy shit, I got to cut them again. And other times you're like, huh, are these not growing anymore? Is that just what happens?
That's so true, yeah.
The observational genius of Jerry Seinfeld strikes again about toenails.
That's crazy, because in my mind, I didn't really like attribute them to... This joke being brought to me by Jerry Seinfeld, but of course, it's his show, and there's his character.
Or Larry David.
Yeah. And the jacket makes an appearance that we mentioned in the last
Seinfeld episode. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, it's already in this episode, because, what is it? Oh, the guy got arrested, so Kramer wants to get
For mail fraud,
yep, exactly.
So, yeah, Jerry's like, what happened to the jacket? And he's like, that's what I'm going to find out.
Yeah. I love how he just throws, like, a potential plot, but there's just a sentence. Because you kind of think it might go there. Like, oh, okay, we're going to go on a little adventure? No? Okay, I guess not. It's kind of like Bob Sacramento. Like, I don't think we ever met that dude, right?
No, but where is he from? What is...
Kramer just mentions him all the time. He hasn't mentioned him yet in these...
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's like...
It's in later episodes, I feel like, he's mentioned.
Yeah, it can't be that late, though. I feel like it's a pretty common theme that just keeps on reoccurring. But we never actually meet the dude.
I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah. But the big toe thing too, that's related to George was trying to tell, George told Jerry a bit that he should do. He's like, hey, you gotta do the big toes. And it's about how like the big toe is afraid of being usurped by the middle toe because the middle toe can be bigger than the big toe and it's a coup de toe.
Yes. That's very cute.
Yeah.
And the big toe is the toe captain. Which Kramer doesn't get at all.
No, like, Kramer's so confused by that. And so when George comes up to the end with his cowboy hat on, because he's covering up his gross-ass shit and maybe, like, blocking the smell a little bit, he's like, Kramer, when you talk about something private? And Kramer's like, oh, yeah, like, the general toe shit, whatever. Okay.
Really, I missed that.
George is like, You're telling him my bit? But yeah, so George had to tell Jerry that he's attracted to Elaine because he heard she did the tape. Well, actually, first he says he's attracted to her, and then he says that she did the tape. And then Elaine, of course, comes up shortly afterwards, fesses up, and then all of them look at her like she's a steak for the last scene. Like they just want to devour her.
Right, and I feel like she's somehow looking the most innocent that she's ever looked in that... shot, like her head looks very small, and I don't know how, but to me she seemed the least sexualized of any shots. I don't know if they did something special to make her look that way. But you don't feel the same.
I mean, I kind of was more taken back by like the lecherous stares of Jerry, George, and Kramer. Like, oh boy, this is kind of I don't know. I don't want to like frown on male sexuality or anything, but it's always weird to hear Jerry or George or Kramer talking about their sexual exploits all the time.
Right. But I thought it was pretty good of George to fess up, or not George, not good, but like it was cute. He had his held low and he's like, Elaine, I've become attracted to you, or something like that.
Oh yeah, when he actually tells her at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jerry's like, don't tell her. What do you stop talking?
And I was kind of glad that this was completely dropped after this episode, because that would be a pretty awkward thing once you throw something like that out there. You can't really, I don't know, like walk away from that. It's one of those things that once it's out there, you can't put it back in.
It is, I know, but this show, like most, it's weird because some of these things do not just live in their like little one episode things, but I guess Elaine especially.
This one does.
Yeah, this one does, and most things do actually.
Yeah.
And with Elaine too, you always got to remember that that's like Jerry's ex, kind of. But do we really know like how long they dated for or anything?
No, and I don't feel like we find out ever.
I don't think so. Yeah, yeah. It seems, I don't know. It seems almost like more... Well, they're definitely more friends than they were lovers. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because they definitely seem like they occupy... I mean, we've seen them a little bit being a couple, right? In that earlier episode we talked about from season two.
Oh, you mean where they tried to like be friends with benefits and didn't work out?
And then decided to be a couple, right?
Yeah.
For like half a scene.
Yeah, for half a scene, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so if the show really wanted to say that they have a well-developed, like, I don't know, couple life, it would have given that more time, but they clearly didn't. So I think, yeah.
Yeah, pretty fair. I like how Kramer keeps on just coming in and out of the apartment with his camcorder and always at the worst moments. Like right when George is about to tell Jerry about his attraction to Elaine, he's like, I can't tell you if Kramer's gonna come back, and Jerry's like, oh come on, he's gonna be there over there for a half hour, and then as soon as he drops that he's attracted, Kramer just barges right back in.
Yeah. I think by now, was it ever the case that Kramer would like knock or like, I don't know, ring the doorbell?
No. No, that was always kind of the joke about it. He was always the kind of guy that would just barge in and then start making a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or like go to Jerry's stuff and be like, why don't you have anything? Why don't you have any coffee? Like, why don't you have any sugar?
Yeah. Oh, that's Kramer for you. That's awesome.
Jerry said that some things Elaine said on the tape were illegal in some states for consenting adults.
Right. I mean, I feel like sodomy is still illegal in some places, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, and sodomy is a weird term because it's defined differently from different places.
Yeah, I guess I meant just anal sex.
Oh, okay. Did you say sorry for our listeners to have to picture that?
Anal sex?
Yeah. Did you apologize for our listeners?
No.
Sure. Oh. Oh no, I thought you were. Okay. No, you shouldn't have to apologize that. Okay. If it was an episode of Seinfeld, you'd be talking about how you're about to have anal sex with this girl you're dating.
Wait a minute. They never they never go to such dirty places, right?
No, there's a
they
joke about
circumvented.
How invented. Yeah, no, Kramer's like, oh, the back door, and then he like his eyeballs go.
Really?
No, probably not.
Oh, gross. Not gross. I don't know.
A little bit, though.
Unclean.
Yeah, right. Definitely unclean. Speaking of unclean, do you remember what the name of the fictional porno that Elaine was in? Or like the one that she was about to star in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Elaine does the Upper West Side or something?
Totally, totally. Did that did that remind you of any actual adult film names?
No. Debbie Does Dallas, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So how does everyone know what this is?
That show? That movie? I don't know.
Because have you ever watched it?
No, isn't there a movie about that?
Is there a movie?
About that movie.
Huh, like a documentary?
No, it's like a movie about the making of Debbie Does Dallas or something.
Weird.
I feel like I've seen something like that. And have I actually seen Debbie Does Dallas? Parts, I feel like.
Have you? I don't think I have. Like, I can't picture what anyone looks like. I just know it's an old 70s movie. It just, for some reason, that was the porno movie that became the punchline whenever you needed a porno title
for
a punchline.
Right. And for me to know about it, yeah, that's pretty weird. You're right.
Yeah, because that's like before my time.
Yeah. Right. How do I know about it?
Oh, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just a punchline. You know, if like Family Guy is a porno movie, they might say Debbie Does. I mean, this is like very related to Debbie Does Dallas. So they're definitely referencing that, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I know about it other than these vague pictures that come into my mind of either a movie about it or it itself.
It itself.
It itself.
And lastly, do you remember what the Chinese guy said George was going to look like?
No.
He said you're going to grow hair like someone.
I don't.
You're going to grow hair like Stalin.
Oh, yeah. Stalin didn't have hair, right?
Stalin had hair.
Did he?
Yeah. In a mustache.
I think of Lenin, who was like super
Lenin,
bald.
I don't think had much hair. Lenin was kind of, yeah, wispier.
Oh, yeah, Stalin definitely has hair. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Man, he's got a lot of hair.
When I was in China, someone gave me some Stalin wine.
Oh, yeah, Lenin doesn't have any hair. Stalin wine? What is Stalin wine?
Just wine with Stalin on it.
Okay.
Feels pretty weird, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, definitely fun.
I guess, yeah.
And then they made a joke about how the side effect will be impotence. Wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. My question for you was if that was like a... If Stalin is a figure they look up to.
Oh, I think that's pretty complicated, but more than us. More than most Westerners, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're going to go into most American bars and find Stalin on a bottle of wine.
Anything, right. Stalin beer.
This was a weird place. It was like a Russian... Man, because in China, there's this. It's really hard to describe how quickly some places open and close, open and close.
Hmm.
Like, you know, we talked about the Seinfeld thing earlier about how there's these places that just cannot stay open. That's every place in China, unless you're like a really huge restaurant. I bet there's streets where I'm going to walk down. There's not going to be even one restaurant that I recognize from like before.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep. And so there was this one place that was a restaurant that was like a Russian theme place, but it didn't last very long. I can't even think of what it was called.
Wow.
But yep, that was where I had the Stalin wine.
Okay. Good story, man.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I got a Stalin story in. You know, we have about one per one for episodes. So do you have anything else you want to say about the tape?
Thanks to everyone who listened.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.